Hi, good morning, Rabbi Shalom Aleichem. It's very good to see everyone, if only in the virtual format. But there's a lot of chizuk that I think we can derive even from this format. The Gemara tells us in Brachos. The din is that if a person is Omed b'Mizrach, if a person is to the east of Yerushalayim, to the east of Har HaBayis, to the east of the Beis HaMikdash, Machzir Pon of the Ma'ariv, so he faces west when he davens. If he's b'Ma'ariv, is Machzir Pon of the Mizrach. If he's in the west, so then he turns and faces the east. B'Dorom, if he's to the south, machzir pon of the tzafon. So then he turns his face to the north. But tzafon, if a person is north of Yerushalayim, north of Har HaBayis, etc., machzir pon of the dorom. So then he turns to the south. Nimtzu'u kol yisrael mechavnei nislibam l'makom echad. And the effect of this halacha is that all Yisrael, despite the fact that they're scattered throughout the Dalet Ruchos, are all focused on a single point. In addition to the particular halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, which is expressed here, there's also a very, very important yisod. Even though in many contexts, obviously, we look to and we should and we need to, when possible, create a tzibur by having a tzibur under the same roof in the same place. There is also a dimension of tzibur which exists in a very real and powerful way when there's a unifying focal point, when there's a common commitment, when there's a common goal, when there's a synchronized effort and endeavor, one is also part of a tzibur. It's a tzibur that without the benefit of technology, one doesn't see the way we experience being part of a tzibur in more normal times, in more normal venues. But one is very much part of a tzibur for all the implications that that has. One of the reasons that Mitzvah Shem Bli Nedar will try to begin Seder together for a few minutes at 9 o'clock each morning, Bli Nedar Mitzvah Hashem, is to have this visual reminder of the fact that even though we are scattered across different time zones, I assume, not just different zip codes, but even different time zones. But a reminder that we are very much part of a tzibur which isn't defined by spatial proximity, but a tzibur that's defined by mechavnei nislibam l'makom echad, by a common goal, a common commitment, a common effort in very specific terms to master as much of Maseches Psochim and its inyanim as we can. And that common goal, that common effort, that common commitment, and even synchronized in terms of the hours that we apply ourselves towards it, also creates a very real dimension and creates a reality of tzibur as well. And these few minutes that the Yetzer Hashem Bli Neder will spend together at the beginning of Seder, hopefully will serve as a reminder of that reality. We'll begin in Shaar Tshuva with Shaar Hasheni. Hashaar Hasheni, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, is Lahoros Hadrochim, to teach, to instruct. Teaching or instruction involves illumination. Presumably, Lahoros is related to the Shorish of Or as well. That's what teaching is. That's what giving instruction is. That the teaching, the instruction, illuminates. Lahoros Hadrochim Sheyisoya Ha'odim Bahem, that a person can become awakened and aroused, Loshev Al Hashem. Da, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's interesting. You know, the Soloveitchik has a famous description in Uvikashta Misham of the experience, his experience of Talmud Torah, of this intergenerational dialogue and Maso Matan. He describes, I'm sure this is probably the most celebrated passage in Uvikashta Misham. He describes how when he sits down to learn and he opens the Gemara, so at the table, sitting with him at the table is Rashi, is Rabbeinu Tam, is the Rambam and the Ravid and the Shach and the Taz and Rav Kiva Eiger and Rav Chaim. I didn't just take attendance. There were a few more chairs. There were a few more chairs at his table as well. And he describes it as this intergenerational interaction. Maso Maton. Mechabta Shaltar. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shaar Tshuva obviously isn't a transcript of an oral address that Rabbeinu Yonah gave. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote. So not only was he writing and not personally interacting even with his contemporaries, he certainly intended Shaar Tshuva leman yamod yomim rabim. He intended Shaar Tshuva for us as well. Not to be so self-centered as to say only for us, but for us as well. Shaar Tshuva was in for us as well. And that's the significance of the da. Right? When Rabbeinu Yonah says da, no, so it means from a gap of, Rabbeinu Yonah was in the 13th century. So we're holding in the 21st century. So approximately, I don't know the exact date. I'm sure it is known, but I don't know offhand the exact date when Shaar Tshuva is written. But it's almost 800 years, a little less, almost 800 years. And bridging that seemingly unbridgeable gap in time, so Rabbeinu Yonah addresses us. We learn from Rabbeinu Yonah, not just that we learn the Sefer, but that a person learns from Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah clearly envisioned and clearly intended. Hence the it's not just a literary style. It represents a metzias as well. No. When Rabbeinu Yonah says no in the second person, so it means that he's addressing each of us personally and individually. Hidake hasibos. The ability to, we want, because we need hadracha, and there's so much hadracha that we can even individually receive from such a sefer as Shari Tshuva. And again, it was intended as such. Again, which is not to say that in any generation, learning Sfarim substitutes for live interaction. It doesn't substitute for that. But we should recognize that it's part of it. It's part of the those relationships we're looking for. They also can be forged with Rambam, with Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, not to the exclusion of our forming relationships with our own Rebbeim who share our time in Olam Hazeh with us. Not to the exclusion of that, but we should recognize that this is part of that same effort of Aseilu Charav. I think the Baal HaTanya writes in the Hagdama to Likutei Amorim that he has a remarkable Hagdama. He writes that the reason what motivated him to write is that more Chassidim than there were hours in the day to accommodate wanted to come talk to him and to get Hadracha in Avodas Hashem. And the Baal HaTanya says it's just impossible. It's mathematically, you do the equation, there aren't enough hours in the day to be able to guide that many people. And then he says something remarkable. He says, if you learn this sefer, he says, not only will you find klolim, he says, not only will you find general principles, but you'll find individualized Hadracha. And again, the Baal HaTanya says it in the context of his sefer, but kimedume that Rabbeinu Yonah and others would intended the same and would clearly echo those ideas. And again, none of which is to minimize the importance or the centrality in our lives of relationships that we have literally in a physical sense and literally upon him upon him. Daki asiba shiyasara odem bohem loshuv midrachav haroim shishahim. There are six sort of sets of circumstances that can serve as a catalyst for a person to do tshuva. How does Rabbeinu Yonah, and with this we'll conclude for this morning, how does Rabbeinu Yonah describe tshuva? Loshuv midrachav haroim. Clearly, taking his cue from the pasuk that we know from the Haftarah, on a tonus of Yazov Rosh Darko. So tshuva is being depicted here as not simply repenting for discrete chataim, but for a derech. Yazov Rosh Darko. We all have a derech in life. A derech in life which reflects an approach to life, which has some kind of practical hierarchy in terms of what we're invested in, what we're not invested in, what we're devoting time to, what we're not devoting time to. And ultimately, tshuva doesn't only sort of address details, but the details really, again, they manifest themselves in all kinds of different ways and shapes and forms and contexts, but there's an underlying derech in terms of who I am, what I am, and ultimately the definition of tshuva is not just for me to correct Maisim A, B, C, and D that are wrong, or Diburim A, B, C, and D are wrong, but to try to identify in terms of my Derech HaChayim, what needs to be corrected, what needs to be improved, what needs to be changed. Okay, so Blinad Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up here in terms of the Shari Tshuva tomorrow morning at 9. Hopefully, Blinad Mitzvah Hashem, that will be the Kviyas. We'll begin Pesachim today at 1 o'clock, Blinadur, if there's anyone, if you know anyone in the shul who's not here now who thinks it's 1:30, if you could send them a message to that effect. But Blinadur Mitzvah Hashem at 1 o'clock, and the best Hagdama, this is just about always the case, but it's certainly the case in Maseches Pesachim, the main central inyanim, the inyanim that one would talk about as a hakdama, come up right away in the first Mishnah. So if you try to see the Mishnah with the Rashi, with the Tosfos, if you have time beyond that, you'll see the very, very sadistic first run as well. Okay, Rabbi Sassi, so Mr. Shembli Nader, we'll reconvene at 1 o'clock. Everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.